Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Hour number two on this Friday edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Always fun to talk to Jim Schmidt. We had a text come in over the interview that said, "What is your question tonight?" I believe that was Aunt Carla. "Have you ever tried a diet that's worked, Aunt Carla? How do you keep the weight off? Have you?" But our question, our official question, in case we ever get sued, is have you ever tried a diet that's worked? I went kind of a rant earlier with this V-Shred program that was being pushed by this Vinsant. Dr. Drew is on there too. It's kind of being exposed like it's sort of a scam. I think a lot of them are. I've tried a lot of them. I've tried the cabbage soup diet years ago in the 90s. And I don't know why. Like, maybe I can be a little obsessive. Like, I remember doing that diet in the 90s, and I look back, and I was, like, in great shape. Like, why was I doing a cabbage soup diet? In fact, here's how dedicated, when I put my mind to something, here's how dedicated I was with this cabbage soup diet. Conrad, you listening?
I am, yes.
Okay. It was a seven-day diet where all you could eat was cabbage soup, and then you introduce, you know, various things throughout the week. But for the first, like, 3 days, it is cabbage soup, and it tastes foul after, like, 2 or 3 days. But I stuck with it. I was part of a show called The Straight Dope. I was interviewing people on the street in the 90s in Chicago. The other people on the crew stopped for lunch at Mr. Beef, a Chicago staple with great Italian beef. I had a banana and my cabbage soup in my cooler, and I'm smelling beef sandwiches. My wife bailed after 3 days and went and got a McDonald's chicken sandwich, and she didn't want to tell me that on the phone because she knew what hell I was in. So it gets to be day seven. We go to a barbecue at a friend's house, and they have Italian sausages and bratwurst and burgers, and I have my little Tupperware of brown rice. And he looked at me like I was insane. And I was. I didn't have any weight to lose in 1995. And I don't know what it is. I guess you just try something. I did the Atkins thing for a while. And usually I would do it like at the end of summer, after so many cookouts and margaritas, whatever, I would go, I'm going to jumpstart something. I'm going to do a week where I just kind of cleanse. But they're brutal. And this guy, this Vincent today, just set me off. Because there's no magic diet. I'm sorry. There's no magic workout program either, especially when you reach a certain age. So Conrad said he had done the keto diet. I'm doing keto right now, 6 days a week, and I love it. You're like, your cravings are gone. I eat a lot of avocados. Still have my coffee, eggs, some bacon, some berries. That's the part I thought I would miss the most, is the berries. But the berries, you can eat them on keto. Did you eat berries, Conrad, when you were on keto?
Yeah, I did. More raspberries, though.
It's not that tough, really, the keto diet.
I mean, it was starting out.
Yeah.
Because, like, you missed the food that you did have.
Correct. You drop those cravings, like the sugar and salt and sweet cravings that you go back and forth. We got someone on the stream. Andrew says, one meal, OMAD, one meal a day or intermittent fasting has worked for me. I've done that as well, Andrew. And here's what I love about intermittent fasting. You sleep great. That can kill your cravings too if you do it right. And not only for weight loss purposes, but intermittent fasting, there's a process called autophagy. You shed bad cells when you're fasting. So it can help in the prevention of cancer. It can bring your levels down. Yeah, fasting is great if you can do it. I've done that too. And I don't know what I'm talking about here. We're just talking casually, but I hurt my back today. Do you think it's good radio if someone got a massage on the air?
I don't know.
Would that be weird?
Like, Because then you're only hearing the noises, and I don't think you want to hear the noises.
Yeah. Well, we have the stream. I mean, I'd have a towel on. It's not like I'd be, you know, my birthday suit or anything like that. So, hey, we have a clip. Okay, so we found the clip from Jim's movie.
Yeah.
Conrad did some digging. He took a memo. He saw it through. And he found the clip. So what we want to play this for you guys now. Jim Schmidt is a very likable guy. He's great on Mino and the Mayor. I think he was a pretty beloved mayor of Green Bay, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
He was unable to stop the drag racing that is taking place right outside the window here.
That was a loud one. You could hear that.
That was a loud one. And remind me, we have to talk about what Christy Barlamet did, too, regarding the drag racing. I thought they were coming through the window that time. Okay, so we have, this is Jim's clip, and this is from the movie was what, Solitude something?
It was Project Solitude.
Project Solitude. And Jim played a prisoner, and Eric Roberts was the star of the movie. We found the scene, and here it is. We'll play it for you now.
City Lantro, you have a phone call line, too.
Go ahead.
Hello, this is Kitty.
Kitty, this is your father, Leon.
My father's dead. Who is this?
Let me explain. First of all, obviously I'm not dead. I'm in prison. I saw you on TV, on the news.
That was months ago.
I sent you letters, but they were all returned.
But I thought you were dead all these years.
I know that's what your mother told you. I'm up for parole in 16 years. I'd like you to come and visit me, but if you don't, I'll understand.
Okay. Not bad.
You know what? I got to say something that's funny. When you guys are talking, he's like, well, I didn't stay for the whole movie, or he left. This was at the end of the movie, the last the last 2 minutes.
Oh, and that's so great.
Honestly, I skimmed it, obviously, to get to the part. And he just made no sense.
Yeah.
So they ended the phone call there.
Okay.
And she gets a phone call again. She goes, and then it's a guy saying, thank you. And then the movie ends. I'm like, okay, I'm curious now.
Jim made it sound like, yeah, that's kind of his personality. Yeah. He downplays stuff, even though I know he's an egomaniac. But but Jim said he had like one line. But he had like, four or five lines there.
A whole phone call.
Yeah. It was cut weird with the woman. They'd cut to the woman, but that's not on Jim. And the I don't like the score, but that's pretty cool. He was in an Eric Roberts movie, and he held his own. That was that's well done, Jim Schmidt. He can't hear us. He's at the Garth Brooks concert right now, but kudos to Jim Schmidt. Well done. And good find, K-Man.
Thanks.
So I'm going to get a massage on the air because my back is killing me. Who should we? We should call someone.
Well, I don't know if we should.
They're open this late. 24-hour massage. Not those kind of massages. I'm talking about like deep tissue. Okay, so a lot of movies opening. Not a lot of movies opening this weekend, but good ones. Like movies that have reviewed well. And I just looked a few of them up on Rotten Tomatoes. There's one, the first one that comes up though is Camp Pleasant Lake. Hate the title. 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, Doc. You have to try hard. I co-wrote a movie called A Guy Thing that got a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. And that's not great. But zero. That takes effort. Dune opens this weekend, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. And then you remember this movie, Conrad, Out of Darkness, when Anya was here last week. That was one of the trailers she brought with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's getting an, where is that? 85%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is. And it's in theaters now. I've not seen one ad for it, so I don't know if anyone's going to go see it, but it looks good. And then Alan Ritchson and Hilary Swank are in Ordinary Angels, which is supposed to, it's reviewing well. It's got an 84%. So there you go. You can check out those this weekend. Ordinary Angels, Out of Darkness, and Dune. But if Rotten Tomatoes has anything to say about it, they want you to steer clear of Camp Pleasant Lake. If you sort of have to expect to be killed if you go to a place called Camp Pleasant Lake. I would expect at least a serious injury. And then Christy Barlamont, who was on the show the other night, told us that she, I just made mention of the drag racing that goes out, that goes on out here at night. It's very loud. And I don't know if it's drag racing technically or just cars, you know. Where did your parents go wrong that you think the louder your car is, the cooler you are, or the more macho you are? How is that a thing? Christy's putting a stop to it, though. It is very loud.
Yeah.
She got a cop car parked close to the building here, and she says it's working, so good for her. I guess they featured her on the local news, too, which is kind of cool. Have you ever drag raced, Conrad?
No, can't say I have.
What's the fastest you think you've driven? Seriously.
Well, there was one. It was when I first started driving, and I was in an SUV, a Pontiac Torrent, 2006.
Okay.
And I wanted to test to see how fast it could go.
Oh, boy.
And I got up to around 115.
Whoa.
And the SUV was just like
shaking.
Oh, I slowed down as soon as I reached that speed because I thought if I made any sudden movements on the wheel, I was a goner.
There's going to be Conrad all over the pavement.
Yeah. Safe to say I've never gone that fast ever again because that was scary.
That is scary. I've never driven that fast. I've probably gone, maybe I got close to 90 once, and I was like, why am I driving this fast? Like, it's more fear than any, like, and I get that's why people do it. Oh, yeah, you never feel more alive. Well, yeah, because you could die. One false move. We got a texter here. Oh, Andrew checking in from the 630. I don't even know if I can read this on the air. This is in reference to our question tonight. Have you ever tried a diet that's worked? He said, he made it very conversational. I mean, you could also take Gwyneth Paltrow's approach and put a yoni egg in your, I'll just say private parts. I still don't know on radio what I can say and what I can't.
Private parts is allowed.
Well, I know that's allowed, but he used a different word that I don't know if I can use. He said, you could do that to lose weight. I don't have that particular private part, so that wouldn't work for me. But yeah, you never know. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some fun birthdays, and we got some great clips, and we might talk a little revenge porn. Maybe we'll get crazy. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts.
Got a texter says they tried the Atkins diet years ago. It made them sick. You know what? It made me sick too. I couldn't do that one. It was just too much. That's why keto is a little better. You get some fruit. It's not as restrictive. That Atkins thing is crazy. I don't know how people can do that. So we do have some birthdays, Conrad. We have some clips.
I just got a text from my mom.
Yeah.
Saying, Conrad, I did not know you drove the Torrent that fast.
She didn't want to share that on air and hang you out. That's a good mom. You're a good mom, Paula. And she's not weighing in on the diets, though, which is fine. It's kind of a personal question. You know, that's the weird thing, too. Don't feel like if you text in, it means you have a weight problem. Most of these diets I did, I was in halfway decent shape when I did them. And so that makes it even weirder. I know. Okay, so today is Justin Bieber's birthday. Wasn't it just Justin Bieber's birthday like a month ago?
We did something for Justin Bieber, and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, me too. But it is...
Oh, it was the release of Baby.
Oh, okay.
That's what we did.
All right, so that's kind of been done. We don't really need to revisit that. But it is Lupita Nyong'o's birthday. She was from Black Panther, and she was awesome in it. And we have a clip. Let's hear that.
Everything is a lesson here for the children. They painted the walls, they feed the fish, and they grow everything we eat here.
I recognize some of the concepts here, but you are using different material.
Yes, We use strictly what we can find here in Haiti.
You were missed at T'Challa's funeral.
Oh, Queen Mother.
It's been 6 years since you left us. I thought you would at least come back for the ceremony.
I was afraid of how final the funeral would be.
Nakia, daughter of Yah. Wherever you go, you are still Wakanda. And you know death is not the end.
Nkosi, how is everyone at home?
Shuri has been taken.
What?
You have infiltrated many nations before.
I was a different person
then. I need someone who can find where she is being held and rescue her without being seen. Who on earth would risk war with Wakanda?
That's a good scene. You've seen those movies, right, Conrad?
Yes.
Yeah. What a shame Chadwick Boseman. Weren't they in the middle of making one of the sequels when he passed away?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Who else was in there? Oh, yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Speaking of drag racing, Michael B. Jordan was involved in a drag race, I think, on Hollywood Boulevard, crashed into a car. He was in a Lamborghini racing against another Lamborghini. I just can't. It's such a douchey move when you put other people. Go out on a country road. If you want a drag race, go out in the middle of nowhere. You don't do it on a busy street, and they crash into another car. That's my lesson tonight. Am I too preachy tonight, Conrad?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
It's the Friday. The case of the Fridays.
I got a case of the Fridays. That's right. It's also Ron Howard's birthday. And Ron Howard played, as many of you probably know, Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. And we have a scene. Schmaltzy Happy Days is one of my favorite things to explore. Because Fonzie lost all his cool after like season 2 or 3. And then he was just kind of a dork. So here's the scene. This is Richie saying goodbye to Fonzie on Happy Days.
Well, I guess this is it, huh?
Yeah. Fonz, listen, I'm a writer, or at least I hope so. Yeah, sometimes it's a little easier for me to express myself with words. I wrote this to you this morning because I knew that when we were face to face like this, that I might not be able to find the words. How do you thank somebody who's been everything to you? Your brother, your protector, you delivered my own child. I just don't know how I could ever say that.
I think you just did.
Did he say delivered my own child?
Yeah.
Fonzie delivered Richie's baby. Okay, so he jumped the shark. He delivered a baby. That's hilarious. I don't remember that. This show just got so outlandish. So who else have we got here? Oh, Javier Bardem, of course, one of my favorite actors. I don't clip anything. Here's another scene. All right, Ron Howard. He's a fascinating guy because he was Opie on the Andy Griffith Show. That was before my time. I never really watched Andy Griffith, but a very renowned show. Then he's on Happy Days. And the show started with him as the focus, and then America fell in love with Fonzie. And he still stayed there. He was a team player. And then he goes on to have this incredible career as a director-producer. And I think he was the narrator on Arrested Development. Like, the guy has talent oozing from his pores. Here is a segment of Ron Howard's directorial work from The Da Vinci Code.
This is the original icon for male. It's a rudimentary phallus.
Quite to the point.
Yes, indeed.
It's known as the blade. It represents aggression and manhood. It's a symbol still used today in modern military uniforms.
Yes, the more penises you have, the higher your rank, boys will be boys.
Now, as you would imagine, the female symbol is its exact opposite. This is called the chalice.
And the chalice resembles a cup or vessel, or more importantly, the shape of a woman's womb.
No, the Grail has never been a cup. It is quite literally this ancient symbol of womanhood. And in this case, a woman who carried a secret so powerful that if revealed, it would devastate the very foundations of Christianity.
That's from The Da Vinci Code with Tom Hanks and Ian McClellan. Kind of a disappointing movie. I like the book, but I was not a huge fan of the movie. I felt like it was, well, just too movie-ish. They just cut a lot of corners. Got a text here from Aunt Carla, the 608. Diets are overrated. Just be like, I need water, fruit, vegetables, or meat. Maybe walk to catch the sunshine. I'm on the 15 day to another day older, so I don't know the secret. And Conrad, don't drive fast.
That was when I was 16. All right, I haven't drove that fast since then.
Can there be like a retroactive grounding here, or you know, loss of privilege?
I
own an apartment. I don't think they can say much. But. All right. So, what do we all? I don't think we have time for another clip, do we?
No, not right now.
No. You're already playing the music. I could get up and dance for a while before
you
before I get my massage. I think that's what it is. That's why I'm cranky. I've got this. My back is just killing me. And anyway, it's not too late to get in on the fun. Have you ever tried a diet that's actually worked? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. More texts and Terry Barr. Coming up next, we're going to find out what's on Max Inc. tomorrow night here on Civic Media. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. Got a great show here Monday. Pat McDonald will be here and comedian Roger Rittenhouse. Very funny. They will be here Monday night on Nightlight. But hey, we got some Friday left. And as it's become a custom here on Nightlight, on Friday nights, we're oftentimes joined by Terry Barr. And this is one of those times. She's one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. on Saturday nights here on Civic Media. And Terry joins us now. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pete. You are having Pat McDonald on?
Yes.
He's fabulous.
Tell our listeners more about Pat, if you can.
Pat can do everything. He's a singer, a musician. He's funny, comedian. I mean, if you see a Pat McDonald show anywhere, I would say, please go, because you will be so entertained. And when you leave, your tummy will hurt.
That is so funny that you say that, because that is what I've heard about Pat. I don't know him. I've never met him, but
I was
wondering if you, yeah. And you, well, you just said exactly what I've heard and what everybody else has told me about Pat. So
yeah,
he's collaborated with some
pretty
amazing
treasure.
People. Yeah. And he's one of Wisconsin's very own Green Bay, right?
I think. Know. Isn't yeah. that amazing?
That's
yes.
so great. I'm so excited to meet him.
Good.
How are you, Terry?
I'm good. How's your Friday? How you doing?
It's
How's
okay.
your week been?
It's been a great week. I hurt my back earlier. If I could just whine a little more on the air.
No. You know, as we all get a little older, you know, over the age of 29. Ouch.
You say 29. Okay. I said like 35 is when it happened.
Oh, no. 29 was my like, ouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a bad back?
I do not, luckily, but
okay.
Tell me about yours. How are you okay?
Well, I almost made radio history. I said, we need to get someone in here so I can get a massage on the air, but that probably wouldn't make
for... On the radio.
Yeah, I don't know if that would really work, and Conrad said all you'd hear was grunts, and that's true. I would be grunting.
It's true, but if everybody could promote it ahead of time, that would make some good, like YouTube and
that's
all
true.
Of the other streaming services.
Yeah, I think there's a reason massage hasn't caught on the radio, and we should probably just steer clear. So I'll suck it up for the rest of the show.
Oh, baby. All right, go get a massage this weekend and then tell everybody about it.
I think I'll describe it in detail. And
good.
Yeah, so before we get to your show tomorrow night, how were the Mad Hatters last week?
Wild, crazy, incredible. 14 people in the studio.
Wow.
We had guests, which we are encouraging. Because we love to have a live studio audience, but they all had to stay out of the studio. So co-host Rocker set up some extra speakers outside of the studio so everybody could hear it. Oh, my gosh. They are one talented bunch.
Yeah, they're actually up here, and I reached out to them, I think, in December to try to get them on. And he was like, we're not going to be there for a while. And I was just launching the show. I was a little out of my mind. So I totally forgot about it. And then I saw that they were going to be here. And I'm like, I totally missed it. So I did email them today saying, hey, if you guys want to come by, I'll make time if you want to sing. But, you know, they're pretty busy and they have a show, I think, tomorrow night.
They are at the Ashwaubenon. I forget what they call it now. The Ashwaubenon Public.
I had that up. I could probably. I just had that up.
Yeah.
Darn it. Yeah.
But it's coming up quickly.
I think
and
it's
people
tomorrow.
Can. Find out. And then they have a bunch of other shows around Wisconsin. And then, Pete.
Yeah.
They're playing a huge show in Nashville, of all places.
Oh, nice.
The Mad Hatters are going to Nashville and playing a show.
That's not a very musical town. Are you sure they'll be well received there? Or
I can't be sure about that.
Hey, Terry, are you a fan of Paul Sebar? Do you know him, the band?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to have him on the show tonight too, but I saw his show too late and I couldn't get him. And then we corresponded and he was willing to come on, but I already had the show pretty well booked, but I want to have him on too. Has he ever been on your show?
Oh, you should.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, another person you need to look up big time in Green Bay, Fox Valley, Janet Planet.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wait, she lives around here?
Oh, yeah. She's in Appleton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I can connect you, but my gosh, your listeners would love her. And my former co-anchor in Green Bay, Jay Johnson, he ran for Congress. I always say he was my favorite co-anchor, and then he bailed and ran for Congress. That's how I met Janet Planet, through Jay Johnson.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, I would love to have Janet on. That would be great. That would be so great.
She's incredible.
How fun. All right. So what's going on tomorrow on your show?
We have Kaylin Cole back. She was in the studio a couple months ago. She was just putting out some new music. Now she has a full album out.
Nice.
This young lady. Okay. She graduates from Baraboo High School, Baraboo, Wisconsin, says to her dad, I know you want me to go to college, but I don't want to, Dad. I'm going to go to Nashville. And he's like, okay, let's see what happens. After a couple of years, if it doesn't work out, I think we've all heard this before, come on back and go to college. She is doing so well. She is part of songwriting rounds in Nashville. And most recently, she was in New York with a bunch of her friends from Nashville to do these songwriting rounds where they all sit down, tell the song they wrote, tell the story behind it, and then play the song. And so the song we're going to hear tonight is one of those songs. And she's amazing. I am so proud of her. I mean, I think she's still only like 22 years old.
Come on. Wow.
Yeah. I know. Look at us. We're like, oh, come on, go girl. Because 22
and
she's doing so well. I always tell her, don't forget about all of us.
Yeah. That's so cool. All right. Let's hear. This is Kaylin Cole, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear some Kaylin Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she good?
She does not sound 22.
Yeah.
That's a voice that has like...
She's been doing this since she was like 11 years old. Her dad is a minister.
Okay.
And here she is singing about Jack.
Yeah.
And she's kind of on this like... her next song is Bourbon Warfare. And so she's on a theme. She does not drink. She's a great kid. I mean, she was like a straight A student in Baraboo, and she's just a really good person, and she's making it all work for her. She is currently also writing songs for others in Nashville.
Okay. Yeah, it says she spent the first 18 years of her life in Portage, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And her vocal ability. Yeah, her voice sounds very seasoned. Like she sounds like she's had a lot of life experience. And the fact that you can get that out of a voice.
I know.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
So by the age of 16, she was touring across the country with original music. Check out her website, everyone, if you're listening. Yeah. Kaylin Cole, yep. KAYLINKOLE.com.
And she is so good on her social media. So if you're into social media, follow her because she posts almost every day, if not twice a day, things she's doing and the places she's singing, who she's singing with, who she's recording with, who she's writing with. And wow. I'm just thrilled for her.
I just looked at her shows. She doesn't have anything listed. Does she do live shows in Wisconsin? And tour?
Oh, yeah. Okay. She does a lot of live shows. But I think this weekend, she is just about coming home to actually visit family.
Okay.
And to do Maxinc Radio on Saturday night. How about that?
How fun. How did
she
you find her?
She does have a new album out. So that's part of her promotion. Okay. But I don't think she has any local shows, which is too bad.
That is. How did you find her?
oddly, through another musician, Derek Romnerace. Derek is the lead singer of Old Soul Society, again, out of the Portage Baraboo area. And I was working at a different radio station, and we would try to have music in whenever we could on a Friday morning. And Derek said, Terry, you've got to listen to this girl. He comes in and she's adorable. She was still in high school, maybe sophomore, junior. And I thought, okay, this will be interesting. And it was the holidays, so she was going to sing a holiday song. Wow. She blew us away. Mm. And I've stayed in touch with her ever since because I thought she is something special that I think we all need to know about.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, it sounds like she'll do a great. Sounds like she'll be great tomorrow. She calls herself on her website a Midwestern hippie, and she's only like 22. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yep, that's so she's cool. Got long curly hair, natural curly hair. She dresses kind of hippie-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got it going on. I think something really big is going to happen for her. And at some point, we're all going to be able to say we knew her when.
Yeah.
And she's also one of those people, she won't forget the people that supported her.
That's so great. Terry, I have two more questions for you. Can we do that?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. We got more with Terry.
You always scare me.
I know. Don't be scared. More with Terry Barr on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Welcome back. That's Oasis. This is the anniversary of the day Oasis was formed, supposedly, and egos were launched. And some good music, too. From the 608, Carla from Baraboo says, laughing, great clips, fun show. It's Friday, 64% less of a full moon, so things are happening before the new moon. Interesting. From Aunt Carla. Aunt Carla always has interesting texts. Is that, Terry, does that sound kind of hippie-ish to you?
I like it.
I do,
yes,
too.
Yes, it does.
So she's connecting already with Kaylin Cole. And then also
she probably knows her, yeah.
Yeah, very possibly. And then she continues, Baraboo, who, what we bring on, name again. Okay. Conrad, talk to your aunt. I don't know what's going on in the Krieger family tonight.
Oh, no, that's Conrad's aunt?
That's Conrad's aunt, Aunt Carla. She's a great texter. Yeah, we love, we love hearing
thanks,
from
Aunt Carla.
Yeah, she's always fun. All right, so Terry, I have to ask you, you do these great exposés, featurettes, whatever you call them, for Civic Media. They're so fun. What has been the favorite one you've done? Or what fun fact about Wisconsin have you most enjoyed reporting?
Oh, goodness. I've been so lucky to be doing these for over a year now, both a slice of Wisconsin,
yeah.
And now I've started to do these regional features for all of our markets. Phew.
You've done a lot.
I think still my favorite, and I think you and I have talked about this, because we love cheese curds.
I like cheese curds.
You don't like the squeaky ones.
I don't like the squeaky noises. It creeps me out. Cheese is, that's not a natural shape for cheese.
Oh, well, that was the thing. That was the thing in the story I did.
And
I
it was a great story.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
It was.
But yeah, they explained why it squeaks on your teeth. It's nothing to do really with your teeth, but it feels like it, which I know is weird. But there's like enzymes in the cheese that make it squeak against the enamel on your teeth.
This is actually,
sorry, Pete.
That's okay. This is actually moving the pain from my back to my head. So I think you've cured me, Terry. My back is cured. That was such a great thing. You did that, and then you did something on the cheeseburger, I think, from like Kikana?
Seymour.
Seymour, yes. Was that the first cheeseburger?
Seymour is the home of the hamburger. I mean, if you ask anybody, yes. The first hamburger was made in Seymour, and it had something to do with a gentleman that realized the people that would come into the city in the summertime to work all around, maybe working at the crops, working at the, you know, they have a racetrack there.
Right.
Just whatever they were doing, they wanted to eat some meat. Okay. So he was the one that created a hamburger, but he couldn't figure out how to deliver that hamburger. So he put it, you know, in two slices of bread, which eventually became a bun. And thus, the hamburger was born.
That's so funny.
And that's why they have the Hamburger Festival in Seymour every summer.
That's great. That was a really fun one, because I was like, somehow, and I don't, maybe you're with me on this, since I've lived in Wisconsin for like over 20 years of my life. And
yes.
Somehow every story I hear about everything in the universe can somehow be traced back to Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
It's true. I honestly got
it is true.
Frank Anderson, who is on the show, and he has the website Wisconsinology, which is so great.
I love him.
You got to check it out. He will tie every story to Wisconsin masterfully. It's so great.
All right.
I have one more question for you, Terry. Then we'll let you get on with your Friday evening. And that is what my question is. What would you do right now if you weren't on Nightlight almost every Friday night? What would you be doing right now?
My Friday night consists of connecting with my husband, Brian. We don't see each other a lot during the week. He is a news photojournalist and travels a lot. And so we reconnect on a Friday by ordering some food, something we've never had before, sitting down, enjoying the food, and just, you know, catching up on the whole week.
And do you just do fun facts to him about Wisconsin the whole time you're sitting there?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. If I don't, I'm going to start doing
that.
Be like, he grew up in Delavan, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, so he can probably tell me as many facts as I can tell him.
You can go at him with northern Wisconsin stuff, and he can come at you with Lake Geneva area stories.
I love it. Thank you, Pete.
So great.
Perfect.
Have a great night, Terry. We hope to speak with you, again next
too.
Week. Always so much fun.
You and Conrad. Happy weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Terry. That is Civic Media's own Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. tomorrow night. The artist, Aunt Carla, that's what she wanted to know, is Kaylin Cole. And you can check out our website. It's KAYLINKOLE.com. Yeah, she was great. That'll be a fun show. And always fun to have Terry on. I want to thank my guest tonight. I want to thank Jim Schmidt, the former mayor of Green Bay, and movie star, which we did not know. What did you think of Jim's acting? Seriously, Conrad. I thought he was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. And Terry Barr, of course, and then your texts.
And John Mino for 5 minutes.
Oh, John Mino was, God, this has been a long show. That doesn't even seem like tonight. Where was he going anyway?
Garth Brooks.
He's going to see Garth Brooks. Yeah. That's funny. So John and Jim are both at that concert. They do the morning show here in Green Bay and Oshkosh. And they seem like they pal around a lot outside of the...
Apparently to Christy they do.
Yeah. Do they?
Well, that's what Christy said last night.
Okay. So you're not suggesting anything, are you, Kyle?
No.
Both happily married men. No, they're great guys. I'm very excited. Check out their show in the morning next week. They're adding an hour. That's how popular the show is. And that's how much they have to say, honestly. They're both great talkers. And they'll have their first three-hour show starting Monday. So check out Mino and the Mayor. And check out Max Inc. tomorrow night here on Civic Media. It's been great having you with me on this Friday night. Thank you for all your texts and calls. So much time. Not that much time. It's gone fast, actually, Conrad. Despite John's visit. John was here for 2 minutes, but always fun. Thanks for night lighting with me. We will be back here Monday night with another fun-filled show, hoping to make you laugh and inform you. Conrad, am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
I think we're good. All right, this has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Take me to your best friend's house, Mama.